It's that time again.
Watch out!
Here it comes.
Watch out!
Here it comes.
Watch out!
Here it comes. Welcome to the Courtside Podcast. I'm your host, Hank McCoy, and with me, the People's Champ, Finrock. Vince, welcome back to the show.
Oh, good to be back on the podcast airwaves.
You
are a flog.
I'm locked in, Vince.
Cha-ching, there's another dollar. That retirement fund is building nicely.
I've been really impressed the past 2.5 weeks with the quality of games we've seen. Today felt like every game was an overtime game.
Did you notice I shared a game winner on Facebook?
I did.
I noticed no one commented on it because, once again, I was right about this lad.
I got a feeling we might be hearing about that a bit later.
Damn straight.
Am I on the money?
Oh, you're on the money.
It's because I'm locked in, Vince.
Yeah. You're locked into the Ennis.
Oh, no.
2 minutes in, bam.
Let's jump straight into the Western Conference, Vince. And I want to talk about the Houston Rockets.
That's good, because I don't.
I get a feeling that the Houston Rockets have become this generation's Utah Jazz.
Interesting.
Remember growing up as a kid, how much you hated Utah? Remember how much you hated pick and roll, Stockton Malone? It wasn't until you were a bit older that, you know, you really came to appreciate John Stockton and not so much Karl Malone, but...
I like Karl.
But I just feel like this generation, there's, I don't know, something sort of soured in Houston.
Do you think it's James Harden?
I mean, is it James Harden? Is it Dwight Howard? Is it just the way those two have meshed?
It's probably, look, it's mainly Howard and Harden, really, I would say.
It's a little strange to me, though. I mean, look, they're 14-4 in the season, 7-3 in their last 10. Look, Dwight's been out a chunk of games at the moment with the injury. James Harden has stepped up and just, sure, he doesn't play a lick of D, but he knows how to fill the pill.
Fill the pill?
Fill the pill.
What about fill the hoop?
Nah.
Nah, you fill the pill? Fill the pill. Well, I could win today.
Great win against Memphis.
Without Dwight.
That game, Memphis had, I don't know, they just weren't in it, but they just got run over by Houston.
Was that in Houston?
It was, yeah.
Yeah. Well, it's probably a different story in Memphis, maybe. But look, great win without Dwight. They managed to contain Marc Gasol pretty well, and again, you know, that's pretty impressive without Dwight.
I mean, they even managed to keep Zebo off the boards today as well. I don't think he had even double digits scoring that game.
Well, that's not hard, is it? You can't jump over a champion.
Yeah, man.
No, look, Zebo, for someone who can't jump very high, he certainly got the desire to rebound. Look, they're impressing me the way they're holding up without Dwight.
Yeah, I mean, they're spreading the floor so well. Obviously, the addition of Ariza, you know, the upgrade over Chandler has really shown through early on as well.
You don't think their record would be just around the mark, the same sort of mark with Chandler there?
Honestly, I don't. I just think really? Ariza's... He's a better vet than what is Chandler right now, and he just offers a lot more consistently.
He offers a bit more defensively too, doesn't he?
Definitely. You would know. You had Ariza on your Lakers team. You know what a defensive lockdown guy he was then?
Oh, he was locked in daily. he was awesome. Mate, how many years have we been doing this podcast? Yeah. After he left, how many weeks did I say I miss Trevor Ariza?
Oh, you were devastated.
I don't think a lot of people appreciate him until he's on their team. With us, he was, he played great D, he hit some big shots, and then he left and he's blossomed into a pretty good player. Like, he's not a star or anything.
I mean, look, he had a great year in Washington last year.
Yeah, he was sort of reborn in Washington, but, you know, he beat Houston the first go-around wanting to be the man, and he was getting a lot of shots, but he was shooting a crappy percentage. After that, he sort of fell away a bit, and I think it sort of, I don't know if it woke him up a bit thinking, well, I'm not good enough to be the man, but I can be like a third the third option on this on a team, and I think with Houston, it's a pretty good fit. Second yeah. time around.
I mean, Dontaeus Montajanis has been really surprising as well. I really like to see him and his outside touch that he brings his team. I mean, that's the thing. They spread the floor so well because they have so many outside shooters that, you know, specifically, you know, that Bucks game, even though the Bucks were right in it, it was too much. It was too much outside shooting. They just had way too many weapons from beyond the arc. You know, then you add, you know, serviceable guys like Terrence Jones, even Joey Dorsey's, you know, getting some minutes at the moment. They're just...
Yep.
The biggest surprise to me is it seems like Jason Terry's woken from his career coma.
Well, I tried to tell you last season he had a bit of a knee issue, but you wouldn't hear it.
No.
Okay.
Still no.
interesting, I had a conversation with a friend the other day. He hates the Rockets with a passion. Sorry, Rick Jones. He was saying, about the point guard position, he says, I'd love to see Rondo on this team. I said, yeah, well, that's pretty good because he's not looking to score this year, Rondo, but I said, geez, he's got a lot of weapons to pass to.
I don't like it because I think it takes the ball out of Harden's hands too much. Look, it works to an extent, I think, but I think some combinations just don't work. And I think that's one of them. I have actually got in my notes right here that I absolutely think Patrick Beverley is a good point guard, but I think he's a backup point guard. He's one of those defensive specialist point guards you bring in to really cause a ruckus. But I feel like they do need an upgrade at the point guard position. I don't necessarily agree with the Rondo.
Don't say Darren Williams.
No, not at all.
Okay.
I mean, I don't really have an answer. I mean, if you know we're talking Boston, then Houston, maybe I'm looking at Marcus Smart a little bit more than I am Rajon Rondo. But I just feel like they need a little bit more of an upgrade.
You're talking about someone who fit in there. Smart or Rondo? You've got to go Rondo.
I don't think Rondo fits that.
He fits perfectly. Rubio would fit there perfectly. You don't need a guy who scores there, is what I'm saying.
Oh, no, I hear you. I hear what you're saying.
You're just not listening. Hear you, Jimmy.
I don't have an answer. Like I said, I don't have an answer for... you know, an ideal player to bring in for that Houston team. I just don't feel like Patrick Beverley's the starting point guard on this squad.
Fair enough. I can see that. But I want to give some kudos to... I want to put Kevin McHale over.
Over your leg?
You know I've been a big fan of Kevin McHale. Yeah, when he left Minnesota, there was question marks if he could coach or not, and always rated him. Thought he did a good job in Minnesota with what he got left with, which was his own doing.
Yeah.
But yeah, he's done a really, really good job. Would you agree? Or
yep, definitely.
Oh, very convincing. Yep. Yeah, no, he has. He's been great.
No, look, I questioned him early on, so I'm probably the wrong person to ask that. I did think he's a good coach, but I just I don't know. He's not my top five, Vince. He's not my top five.
He's not in your top five?
No.
It's definitely not Derek Fisher.
Realistically, though, I mean, look, you know, we touched on the great win against Memphis today, you know, definitely one of the powerhouses in the West so far this season. But how far do you feel this Houston team can go? Do you feel like they're a Western Conference Finals team?
I think they're Western Conference Finals. You'd want to improve on last season. But something inside is telling me that they're just going to end up where they were last season.
Second round bounce?
Yeah, don't know why, but just something is telling me. But look... They're probably saying, you know, internally they're thinking championship. They want to win a championship. That's why they put this team together. That's why they got Dwight. But I don't see him getting to a finals series. I see Western Conference Finals.
I literally think the team as is,
with
Dwight out, is a second round playoff bounce. For them to progress, it's literally what are they going to get out of Dwight for me?
Well, Dwight has performed in the playoffs before. With Orlando when they made the NBA Finals and lost to the might of the Los Angeles Lakers.
If they can get a productive and healthy Dwight Howard, I think they could make it Western Conference Finals. But if they're not getting that Dwight Howard, I think it's a second-round bounce, honestly. Mm-hmm. Short of a major trade, you know, that's unforeseen. That's just my gut vibe of it, I suppose.
I wouldn't be surprised at all if they made a change at the point guard position. And I think a team like Houston would be... intriguing to Rajon Rondo. I'm just not sure how he's Harden and his personalities would mesh. I'm not sure how they'd get on off the court. But hey, as long as they're playing well together on the court, I think I guess that's all that matters, really. But
well, let's jump across to another team in the Western Conference, the New Orleans Pelicans. 8-8 on the season so far, 5-5 in the last 10. Anthony Davis has been very, very impressive early on. I do feel like, though, they're coming down to earth a little bit now. I think they're coming back down the line. I mean, look, they're, you know, 8-8 is not a great record for the West. But there are some good signs there. There are some good signs. They did definitely upgrade their roster over the summer. I haven't seen much of Jimmer, though.
Will we ever see much of Jimmer?
Question mark.
I thought by now he'd at least be a bit like JJ Redick.
I mean, I don't know if he's still trying to fight his way into the, you know, the rotation or whatnot, but I just feel like, he's degressing.
Looks like he's turning into another Jim Less.
I just hope he's more than an OJ Mayo, that's all I think.
Well, that's not happening. Mayo can actually play. Maybe he's going to be another Jim Less or Tim Legler. Who would you rather, Jim Less, or who would you rather him to be, Jim Less or Tim Legler?
Tim Legler.
Fair enough. I don't think he's even going to be that at the minute.
I mean, look, I did say there are some upsides this season, so should we touch on them for the Pelicans. I mean, obviously the player Davis, but great to see Drew Holiday back.
One of my favourites, Drew Holiday.
Numbers are pretty good so far. 15 points per game, 3 rebounds, 6 assists pretty early on, but solid for a guy bouncing back from injury.
And missed a lot of games. But still very young, too. People forget he's sort of, I think he came in the league 18 or 19 years old, so...
Yeah.
He's got a massive game, but Anthony Davis is just... I didn't think he would be...
This good, this quick?
Yeah, yeah. I remember Nick Young for said he's going to be like Tim Duncan, and we all scoffed at him because Young for is a flog, let's be honest. But and that's why I don't watch the Pelicans. and we all scoffed at him, but he's just phenomenal. Sometimes what he does, like... I'll be working away and I'll look down at the scorecard and I'll see his numbers and it just blows me away. Like, you got to look twice. They've got to keep him. I've always said about New Orleans, they don't keep their stars for very long, but they have to keep this bloke.
He's so active.
I know they're a small market, but I honestly think if they keep him, they'll get a chip one day.
You reckon?
He's that bloody good.
Wow.
He is that bloody good.
No, man. Like, he's playing pretty well now and they don't even look like they're sniffing playoffs.
Yeah, well...
You think in time...
I didn't say they'd win it this year, did I?
Well, that's true. I mean, look, Tyreke Evans has been playing pretty good. He just needs to stay healthy. I'm really liking to see his numbers. They've really increased over the last couple of games. He's starting to get back to the old Tyreke Evans that we really enjoyed in the early Sacramento days.
Yeah. I'd be happy for Tyreke to come back bigger and better than ever. But one guy they've got to just move on is Eric Gordon.
Thank you. Bust.
Massive bust there.
Tell you what.
He's just been cursed since he got there.
I tell you what, Vince. Didn't Phoenix just dodge the bullet?
Well, no. He would have been all right at Phoenix.
I don't know, man. He had a terrible year last year. He can't stay healthy this year. He's out again, the injury.
Yeah. I have worked out why he's cursed. You remember a certain someone took a trip to New Orleans?
Oh.
And just met Eric Gordon and threw an arm around and said, "Do you mind if I have a photo with you, Big E?" And
the Youngfer curse.
Nick Youngfer just ruined him.
For those who don't know, Youngfer, a long time listener of the Courtside podcast and big time Pelicans fan, who we love to stir.
He lives over there in Moronville in Adelaide.
Oh boy!
But yeah, he's done it. He's cursed Eric Gordon. So well done, Nick.
I don't know when they're going to see him this season, but look...
Oh, cut your losses, trade him, get whatever you can for him. No, seriously.
Send him to Detroit. I'll take anyone.
they'd probably trade you Andre Drummond or Greg Monroe or something. They make silly trades.
I just want to touch on one more player that I'm really happy he's back and healthy. And Ryan Anderson, man, he had a rough season last year. Good to see him back and playing and on the court and hitting threes and
that's all really good. I'm really happy for the guy. But you've watched I just can't watch him apart from Davis. But what's Omar Asik doing? Is he starting at centre?
Yeah.
And Anderson's coming off the bench, is he?
Yeah.
And who's at three?
Three Tyreke.
Yeah, I don't like that. I don't like that at all. I don't like Sorokin at three.
Well, they were playing the two. Well, he's playing the two now, I believe, because of Gordon out.
Can't we just say to Monty Williams, just play Holiday and Tyreek together, and you've got your big man, two big men, yourself a small forward.
It's what you just touched on. You know, they really do need to move Gordon on, and that was the thing. Even when Gordon was healthy, it was like, essentially, you need to move one of them.
Well, no. If you can't get anything for him, you say to him when he comes back, look, let's be honest, you've been bloody injury prone since you've been here. Yeah. You're going to be our sixth man. Tyreek's started the suit.
I wonder if he's still sulking a little bit about the whole Phoenix ordeal.
Well, then bugger him off to Phoenix for like a first rounder or something.
Mm.
Or
I don't think Phoenix want him now.
Well, why not?
Because they've got a good team.
They're collecting guards. They've got like eight of them. What's like more? Training to someone. If he doesn't want to be a sixth man, like that, I'm just saying, that's what I would say. Sixth man, you're injury prone or gone.
My look at the Pelicans so far is basically the last three seasons, they've definitely improved their roster, you know, and some of that due to players getting better, a la Davis. But as far as this season goes and right now for the Pelicans, there's just not enough talent on the team for 48 minutes and 82-game season.
Yeah, I guess, but...
I mean, they're not making playoffs, man.
No, they're probably not, but...
I just don't
they should be doing. I honestly think my gut feeling is they should be doing a lot better than 8-8. Maybe Monty's the problem, which I don't think so. I think Monty's all right, but there's enough talent there to be better than 8-8.
I feel like they're a trade away or a draft away from knocking on the door 8-seed. Dude, it's tough out west. I mean, you know, throw them in the Eastern Conference and they're probably sitting six.
Oh, you're telling me, mate. My team would be a contender in the East. you'd hope. The way Davis is improving and just playing awesome, someone, a good name player, would want to come there and play with him.
Yeah, I think that's around the corner, though.
Well, you'd hope so, because, small market... I don't mind seeing small market teams do something, but I've just got a feeling they might lose him at some stage. And don't get me wrong, I hope they don't, like I said before, but, yeah, I don't know, man.
Well, let's jump to the Eastern Conference, Vince. I want to talk about the Chicago Bulls. 12-7 on the season, 5-5 in the last 10. The D Rose drama continues.
He's back.
He's sort of.
Well, how is he sort of? He had a big three, didn't he? He's back.
After a little mini hiatus here, a little mini hiatus there. A hamstring here, an ankle there.
Oh, yeah, because he wants to go out there and get injured. He's like, I can't wait to play today, turn the ankle. It's going to be great. I mean, come on.
Oh, look, this season... Dude, the players look exhausted. Everyone looks tired. I swear, it's 19 games into the season, everyone looks exhausted. I mean, obviously, injuries are playing a big part for Bulls this season. You know, we've seen Taj Gibson out for a spell. We've seen Gasol, obviously, D. Rose. I mean, even Noah's been out. I mean, Heinrich's been out. I mean, they just need to get healthy. I don't know if the depth's there for Chicago this year.
I think it's there. They're just a big part of their depth is missing, and that's Taj Gibson. I mean, when Aaron Brooks has gotten minutes, he's played pretty well.
I've been quietly impressed with him.
Mm, that was a good pickup. A mate of mine's a massive Bulls fan, and he goes, "Oh, I don't know about Aaron Brooks." I said, "Yeah, he'll win you some games off his own bat, mate. Don't worry about that." And sure enough, he nearly has twice this year.
Dude, he's got a bit of ticket to him, doesn't he?
Yeah, he does. Yep.
No,
but, Powell always looks tired.
He does.
So don't worry about him. But he'll keep going. Oh, I love that man. But don't worry, he'll keep going. Noah's said he'll be 100% soon. Played pretty well today. But yeah, and Tibbs is known for... I'll say this. I think Tibbs has beat the guy's minutes a lot better this year.
Yeah.
Because he's been known to flog his players.
I mean, look, I just want to see maybe a little bit more playing time to Tony Snell and Doug McDermott. They need to infuse these guys into the rotation a little bit more.
Yeah, I'd love to see Dougie McBuckets get some more buckets.
I want to see him with more minutes, because when it comes to playoff time, they're going to need a guy like that who can hit outside shots and give them that scoring option. And if they don't try to fast track his development a little bit quicker, especially with the injuries, play the kid. I mean,
yeah, that's again. I wish I had a dollar for every time I say this. why teams draft someone at, what was he, pick 11 or 12?
Yeah.
And don't play them is beyond me.
Yeah.
Just play him. Like, okay, if he was pick 48, we'll just give him a minute. But he's pick 12.
Yeah.
Play the kid. The guy can shoot.
He's got NBA game. He's good to go.
He does.
His shots, he's that's the thing about McDermott. Like, his shot is NBA ready now. Like, his outside shooting and his mid-range game is NBA ready now. It's not 2 years away.
Yeah, this guy's done a four-year stint at college. He's mature. He's exactly what he's... I agree with everything he said. He's NBA ready. Play the kid.
Yeah. Chicago, look, they have struggled at times. They've also got they play with a lot of heart and a lot of emotion where they're hard on their sleeves. So, you know, they've definitely pulled out their fair share of wins as well. I mean, you know, 12-7, like I said, on the season. But yeah. I think a lot of that also comes down to one guy who I think is probably going to snatch the most improved if he keeps going. And that's Jimmy Butler.
He's going to look very nice in Lake Yellow. And I only say that because I piss a mate of mine off every day.
Oh, wow. I was going to say we went there so soon.
he's not going to give him a hometown discount. That's where we come in and just swoop.
I was a little bit surprised with that, I must admit. But, you know, in this day and age, I understand it as well. I think Bulls will just, match anything he's offered anyway.
Reinsdorf will not pay luxury tax. Forget it. He won't. He will not pay.
Who are they letting go to keep him?
No one, mate, because we'll offer him massive amount of... Who?
Taj?
Nah, they love Taj. Nah, they won't get rid of Taj. The town will riot if they get rid of Taj. He's blue collar. Whether it's the Lakers or someone, so I don't know who else has got cash, someone's going to offer Jimmy Butler a lot more money.
Do you think next season we'll see him in a new uniform?
I actually do. I've had this discussion a lot at work. And I honestly do. Of course, I always say he's going to the Lakers, but it's just only the stir of them. But yeah, I really do because he wants to be paid.
Maybe he goes to Milwaukee. Hometown guy. Could use an upgrade at two. Sorry, AJ. Never know.
I'm not even going to respond to that.
A team that's up and up. I'm just saying.
Really? Up and up, you think? Yeah.
Making the playoffs, you see, that's for sure.
Yeah, we'll see. They lost again.
Slap bet on the line with that one.
Yeah, they lost again, numbnuts.
Hey, like I said, they've been staying in games this year, though.
Staying all they want, they lose them.
They'll turn around. They'll start sneaking a few more. They're in the East, man.
Turn around and lose.
Chicago, how much of this is riding on D. Rose, Vince?
Interesting.
I mean, essentially.
The guy's an MVP.
Was an MVP.
Once an MVP, you're an MVP. It's like saying former NBA champion. Once you win one, you're an NBA champion. It just doesn't go away.
Doesn't mean they,
he doesn't hand the trophy back.
Doesn't mean they stay at that level, though. Do you think he... Look. All right, let me simplify the question. Do you think Rose can get healthy enough to play a 7-game series?
Abso-freaking-lutely.
Do you think he can play 2 7-game series?
I think he can get through 10 7-game series. It's so early. I mean, shit. People are pissing me off with this Derrick Rose bashing. The kid will get through a 7-game series. I can tell you now, if he did that ankle in the playoffs, he'd play.
You reckon?
Of course he would have played. Why would he have played this early in the season with that ankle? There's no point.
Yeah.
Especially now that he's got help in Gasol and he's still got Noah and Jimmy Butler's, averaging career highs.
Yeah.
Mate, he'll be fine. He'll get back to that level. All he's got to do is keep playing. He said he's full of confidence. So all he has to do is keep playing, and he will. The injuries will stop. Now, tomorrow he's probably going to go bloody do a hamstring again, but for what it's worth, I've got full confidence in him. He's got a mojo at Nakori. He's got a mojo his injuries away.
Speaking about a team with no mojo, let's talk about the Detroit Pistons. Shocker of a year, Vince. 3-16. Get this. 0-10 in their last 10 games. What the hell is Van Gundy waiting for? Pull the trigger now. You're 3-16. There are no magic cures from 3-16. The team sucks. The squad you have on the court is not working. Do not wait till the end of the year.
looks good on paper, doesn't it?
I actually don't think it looks that good. I mean, the bigs look good.
Fuck. I mean, excuse me. Look at it on paper. Drummond, Monroe, Smith.
I'll name it.
There's a lot of talent there.
Joel Anthony, DJ Augustine, Karen Butler.
Shut up. And then he goes, Brandon Jennings, KCP. That's talent there. The problem is they don't mix well. And the biggest mistake was that idiot Dumas, who I will swear to this day fluked that 04 championship. He trades Brandon, I nearly called him Brevin. He traded Brandon Knight for Jennings, which makes no sense. Because at least Knight would give up the ball.
Yeah. It
makes no sense. And then to sign Josh Smith made no sense either. I would have gone for someone like an Ariza or someone, or waited for a guy like Hudson's or something.
Oh, he was totally... Dumas was totally gone for the Hail Mary to save his job. Totally.
Yeah. And the pieces just don't mesh. They don't mix.
100%. In actual fact, you know, I've actually sat through a handful of Detroit games because I'm basketball mad at times. But the biggest thing for me is keeping Monroe, Smith and Drummond together, it's actually hampering and slowing Drummond's development. He was due for such a breakout year this year. You know, coming hot. Look at those guys coming off the Olympic bid. Doing the all playing fantastic. He has taken the other turn.
But you can play Monroe and Drummond together.
Dude, you can play... You just can't play three.
No. So Smith is the odd one out. Because out of the three, I'm keeping Drummond and Monroe.
Dude, if it's me, I'm keeping Drummond and I'm keeping Caldwell Pope and everyone else is up for grabs.
No, not Monroe. You keep Monroe.
Dude, if I can get something back for him that's going to fit better with those two, I mean, blow that up.
No. Monroe... You keep Monroe, Drummond, and KCP.
Trade him to the Lakers.
Done. Who do you want? Sacre? Money Price? Steve Nash? It's an expiring contract. You keep Monroe.
Look,
Monroe and Drummond prove they can play together. The problem is Jennings and
Smith.
Let's not forget, this isn't a team that was totally put together by Van Gundy. Van Gundy's the GM and the coach. He'll make changes.
I suppose that's my thing. You know, even he came out and said that, you know, this roster is a mess. But it's that thing. I think he really needs to make some moves now. I mean, what's he waiting for? You don't need to wait till All-Star weekend to realise this team's a mess. He realises that now. I think he should start to make some moves, even if they're subtle. You know, even if they're subtle little moves. But he needs to move one of those three.
Well, the wise man once said, you don't have to be a chef to know the toast is burnt.
I'll pay that.
It's made no sense. But yeah, no, he will definitely make change. But I was going to ask you, who wants Brandon Jennings?
How many times have I said on the show this year that Brandon Jennings is that one step closer to becoming a backup point guard? And I think he already is.
A lot of talent for a backup point guard.
Hey?
A lot of talent for a backup point guard.
Well, that's just the thing. I think you get a better talented younger guy. I just think they need to move in a different direction.
He had to come into this team and be a distributor first. He had to be willing to change his style, and he wasn't. He's the Mike D'Antoni of point guards.
Oh.
Wow. One thing that baffles me is, and it baffles the Rip City Bad Boys podcast guys, Tristan Mayer and Keelan King. They're quite humorous on Twitter. Why are they playing Kyle Singler? Yeah. The guy can't guard a closed door.
Yeah. Like, I have no answers for that.
Last year, teams were actually going through his man on purpose because he couldn't stop him.
Look, the roster is mismatched. I mean, it has some... I mean, I actually don't mind some of the vets on this team. You know, I actually don't mind Jody Meeks signing. I don't mind the Caron Butler signing, although why he chose to sign in Detroit baffles me a little bit. You know, even Joel Anthony to an extent. You know, that's actually got some, you know, some semi-decent veterans on the squad. It's just that...
Yeah, all those guys you just mentioned, I agree. I'd keep those guys.
Yeah, but the rest of the squad makes no sense. I mean,
yeah,
you know, haven't we... I think Jonas Drebko's... He's already hit his ceiling.
He's got the best name in the NBA.
Drebko.
I'm changing my last name to Drebko. I love it.
The kid I actually don't mind, and I've only seen, you know, a handful of glimmers from him just because he's coming back from injury, is their rookie, Spencer... I think it's...
Dinwiddie?
Dinwiddie, yeah. I don't mind him, man.
It's not as good as Duke Redko. Stockbroker. Spencer Dinwiddie, yeah. Coming off a knee?
Yeah, I think he's going to be a decent player in this league. I mean, I don't know how far, you know, I need to see more, obviously, but from the glimpses I've had watching this Detroit team this season, even hurts me to say that out loud. I've actually liked, you know, I think he showed like some promise.
Well, I'll tell you what I'll do. I'll give out practice with him on 2K15 and let you know what he's like.
Cool. Always the best measuring stick.
Scouting report.
I don't know. What do you think, Vince? Ceiling for this Detroit Pistons team this year? Does Van Gundy need to make a move?
Ceiling is their shit, and yes, he does.
ASAP?
ASAP. First two on the agenda is Jennings and Smith. Maybe trade trade Jennings to Minnesota for Rubio.
Oi.
Hello, Joey Wyton. You'd love that one, won't you? For the Timberwolves explosion.
I don't think Flip's that dumb.
Don't you?
Well,
I think Joey would disagree there.
Oh, boy. Maybe.
Anywho, yeah, Pistons make gotta make moves.
Now rather than later. Well, Vince, it's that time again. Jersey worthy! Who's your jersey worthy of the week?
We're not worthy! We're not worthy! We're not worthy!
I'm going to give it to a guy we mentioned just before, Jimmy Butler.
Ooh.
Yeah, I nearly gave it to Kemba for that massive crossover he did on Miritich.
Good Lord, sit down!
But no, I'm giving it to Jimmy. He's played pretty well. There was a few we could probably give it to. But Jimmy thoroughly deserves it.
I was going to give it to Kyle Lowry. You know, DeRozan goes down. I think this is really his best shot now to snatch an MVP.
You're dreaming.
Oh, well, 39 points against Utah destroyed him. Look, he's definitely lifted his game, but it's so hard to go past Stephen Curry. I mean, last week I was going to give it to him, but the sympathy vote for Thad Young, you know, snuck him out, but that game winner against Orlando, he's just tearing up the league right now. It's just too hard to go past Stephen Curry. For me, he's number one on the MVP ballot so far.
Very hard to argue with that. It's a good choice, but how's the coach going down there?
Steve Kerr? Okay, I guess.
You're a wanker. You are
a wanker. No, look, he's got these guys in tune. We talked about this before.
Yeah, I know. I just like hearing you say I was right. I did pick Steve Kerr as my coach 2 years ago.
You did. Yeah. Jesus, we never had the end of it since.
I can pick coaches, man. Well, most of the time.
Well, when you have winners, you have losers. The Brain Fart Award. Who gets the Brain Fart, Vince?
It pains me to do it. It really does, because I do love this man with... But I've got to give it to Pau Gasol.
Wow.
I just think when you're 34...
Don't jump.
Sorry, get the hell out of the way.
two last week, wasn't it?
if it's two, I've blocked it out of my memory.
Well, you had the canter dunk, and then you had the Zeller dunk today. Yikes.
Well, the canter dunk was for you, clearly. But, yeah, no, just don't jump, Pau. Maybe 5 years ago, try and stop that, but not now. So you're a bit of a brain fart for trying to challenge that. Just get out of the way and save your energy.
That Zeller dunk is huge, man.
It was. It was good to see a Zeller sighting.
It was, yeah. I told you, I think he's playing a bit better this season. Like, he's...
But I'll tell you now, if it was DeMarcus Cousins standing there or Dwight Howard, he wouldn't have gone for it.
Fair enough. Fair call.
Shaq. Robert Sacre.
Well,
Jordan Hill.
For my brain fart, a bit of a surprising one, Vince. I've actually given it to us.
To who?
To us.
Don't rip me into your brain fart.
Look, last show we ripped into the Denver Nuggets.
No, they can get staffed.
They then go on a 7-3 tear. Obviously, they're listening to the show. In saying that, though, I still stand by everything we said. But
I'll tell you now, some of these pricks have to listen to the show because every time we pay out on someone, they fire up.
They do. Even if it's only for one game.
They walk in the locker room and say, "Who are those Australian assholes sitting away at us last week?"
You watch Detroit go on a 4-game win streak now.
Oh, they're going to get back at 500.
But, you know, it's that thing, you know, I texted you through the week. I was like, yeah, you know, a lot of stuff we touched on last episode, you know, was really backed up that week in the league, except for Denver. But I still stand by their structure and everything like that that we talked about.
Well, I'm just going to put it down to the Italian brother, Paisan.
The rule star.
Yeah, Gallinari.
Anything, anyone you want to shout out this week?
No, let's just shout out Joey again at Tim Wolves Explosion.
Joey!
He's doing it even more tough than I am this year as a T-Wolves fan, so because they lost to the Sixers.
Suffering
your jocks, Joey.
No words for that.
Yeah, you guys are stuffed. Anyone you want to shout out? Someone at work you want to work harder? Anything like that?
Nah, I'm good. Just thought I'd bring
cracking
it up.
The whip enough, are you?
Yeah, pretty much. They're good. They're good guys.
Fair enough.
Well, Vince, it's been emotional.
You still flog.
Oh, jeez. And of course, you can catch.
Oh, jeez.
Oh, jeez. Oh, boy. That went downhill quick. You can catch all the Courtside Banter at the website, www.crtsd.com. We'll find links to the show, the Courtside Podcast, available on iTunes and Podomatic. Also on Twitter and Instagram at crtsde. Vince, where can the loyal Laker fans find you?
You can find me at VINROK44 on Twitter, and I'm on Facebook, but don't try to add me because I won't add you.
Zing!
And I don't have Instagram.
Here it comes! Watch out!
Ball